Broadcasting Network.
Second hour off the beaten path. Steve Elkins here. So we were just talking about the Baltic Dry Index, how important a global economic indicator this is to follow. And please keep an eye on this. I'm going to start keeping more of an eye on it. And like I said, you'll have to put it on a search there to find it. I no longer use Google. Google's being tracked, cookies, and a lot of surveillance on the Google site. DuckDuckGo.com is the best one that I know. That's the one I've recommended. I think Mike Rivero said now he's using that. John says he's using it. DuckDuckGo.com. So we're talking about the Baltic Dry Index. So which brings me to another observation here I have that on my drive back from the estate sale, stopped off at Walmart to pick up something. And I was just curious, so I decided to walk through the clothing departments, the men's and the women's and the children's, and just walk through to see what is there and who makes it, who manufactures the item itself. So I walk through and I expected China, Indonesia. I walked through and I found nearly, I think, about 8 different countries that manufactured the garment. Not one, I can report, not one of the garments, shirts, t-shirts, shoes, jeans, nothing was made in the United States of America. Not one item of clothing is made in this country. Now, I'm pretty sure I can go over to Target. Same problem there. We make nothing. Go over to Kmart. Same thing. We make nothing. Make nothing. I did find one item while I was there that we did make. It wasn't in a fashion or garment. I found a gun cleaning kit that was made in the United States of America. One item. Everything else pretty much China. So how can we think about fighting, starting a war with communist China, which is a joke, when we don't produce a dang thing? You're going to fight the people who make everything. Yeah. That'll go well for you. They haven't quite thought this thing through, have they? You know, their war on communism, bad communism, good communism. Bad communism in Cuba, good communism in China. The hypocrisy of our foreign policy and trade. The hypocrisy. So thick you could cut it with a knife. And these people represent us? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to hold Donald Trump to his campaign promise. Peace, prosperity, and fair trade. Not free trade, fair trade. He's got 3 more years to go. And if he ever has a chance to ever get back in the office for a second term, he's going to have to accomplish some things. You know, one of the guys I was talking to, he just couldn't understand why anybody would want this job. I agree. I wouldn't want this job. If I had this job, I would slash things so fast and cut the pork and the fat out of our government that would probably not live the week. Be dead by Saturday. Start on a Monday, be dead by Saturday. If whether I got killed by our security dropping their guard and allowing somebody to get to me, or my own security would probably kill me, the deep state would get me. I'd be dead within a week because I would slash things so much to bring the money back to the people, you, the taxpayers, and be accountable for this money. If you think about it, people, the fraud alone that is wasted on a yearly, the fraud alone could fund your health care, could fix our roads, our bridges, our railroads, tracks, our schools, could fix all that with the fraud alone if we just caught the fraud, that money back into the infrastructure. I don't know. I don't know when people are going to say enough is enough. I guess they're going to have to be at the taxation rate of about 50%, maybe, and then they'll finally wake up and say, hey, we got to do something. This is an out-of-control Congress. Socialism is what's going on, and I'm not going to pay for this anymore. We're going to have a little revolution, maybe a civil war, maybe a race riot war. I don't know. But I'm not sure when people will get engaged. Not enough of us have got engaged. This network is engaged to bringing you the truth and telling you what's going on because you can't handle the truth. But mainstream media, don't ever count on them. They're part of the problem. They're part of the problem. They're just like your lawyers. They're part of the problem. So, like I said, nothing was made. There's an interesting quote from Mark Twain when it comes down to this retail and the garments and the fashion. Clothes make the man. Naked man has little or no influence on society. I agree. And actually, looking at the numbers right now, it's about a 2.5 to 3 trillion. I'm finding conflicting numbers. $2.5 to $3 trillion a year global revenue for garments of the fashion industry. And they expect that to grow to, I think, another, in the next 10 years, is going to be like about $10 trillion. So it is growing, but we're not making any of that money. We aren't. U.S. corporations are making lots of money, but the man who makes the garment himself is in poverty in a third world country, making those shirts, those jeans, those blouses. And I think that's pretty sad. We don't make a darn thing here in this country. It's sad, very sad. A nation of laws. We are a nation of laws, but we selectively follow only a few, it seems like. Selective enforcement of laws. Keep bringing them over. Keep that back door open. Keep bringing more people, crowding that boat, which is about ready to sink anyway. So the illegal immigration problem continues. We have, and we don't have the housing, we don't have the jobs, and we keep squeezing the middle class for more to fix the problem. As if money fixes any problem anyway. It never does. Money does not fix problems. Common sense, using your noodle, does. I don't know. We are well on our way to a globalist society. I guess we'll all be equally poor. We'll all be equally dependent on the government to take care of us. Kind of like those movies we saw on TV right now in Hollywood, Divergent. There's a couple other ones out there. Kind of telling us what's to come, I guess, if we don't wake up and do something about it. You know, one thing this gentleman from Cicero did mention, and I've said this tons and tons of times, and I've heard other hosts, you don't hear too many people on the street talk about it. He was the first I've heard in a long time. Term limitations. Totally agree. Severing that little cord between the politician and the lobbyist, sever that, we have a chance. That's got to be done. But the problem is, who are the politicians? They're the lawyers. They're ones who come up with these new legislation, these new laws to protect them, protect their jobs, and basically a kind of a job security type deal. They're not going to vote on term limitations. It's going to be up to us to finally force that issue of term limitations. And that would be healthy. And brings us a chance to actually save ourselves from this government that is a rogue government, a government that's working for itself and for the select few, the corporations, and for people like George Soros. He doesn't have a problem cashing in on other people's hard work and labor. Things have got to change, people. They've got to change. But that can only happen with you. You've got to do something. You've got to say something. Even if it's on the local level in your local community, attend those meetings, see what they're doing. Stop them when they're doing wrong. Find other people with like minds, a coalition of your followers, people who believe the same as you do, and you stop them. You make life difficult. You bring attention to the subject, and you point out the negatives, not the positives. There are probably none, very low positives other than the profit to the person who has the idea. You point out the negatives, and you stop them. Stop them right away. Well, let's go on to some of the some of the medical stuff I pulled out today. Of course, you know I'm an ICU nurse, and that always catches my attention here. Saw on the paper the other day, 7 people died here in the state of Florida from the flu. And here's the kicker on it. They took the flu vaccine. So you took the flu vaccine, you got the flu, and you died. Doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound like a very reliable vaccine, does it? I'm still fighting people on that. I have a next-door neighbor. I have not seen my next-door neighbor's wife in a month and a half. And she was very sick with the flu, he said, and she had taken the flu vaccine. I have not seen this woman in a month and a half. I look, I never see her. She hasn't left the house. He leaves every day. Which brings me to that movie with Jimmy Stewart and Raymond Burr, Grace Kelly, Rearview Window. I asked my wife, you didn't see him leave it late at night with a big suitcase, did you? Some rope? No? Okay, well, I'll just keep looking for her. When I get the right time, I'll sit down with her, show her the data on the ineffectiveness of this flu vaccine, and try to make her understand, why are you taking it every year if you keep getting the flu? They don't quite understand the whole premise behind taking the flu vaccine, that you're supposed to get some immunity and not get it. A yearly flu vaccine does not grant you immunity. So we'll see if I can make some headway with her when I see her. I'm still looking for her. Like I said, a month and a half, I have not seen this woman step out of the house. I brought their trash cans in. I have not seen her at all. She's still in the house, but I don't know her condition, Ralph. And I haven't seen him enough to ask him. So we go to the phones. Thomas in Florida, what's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for having me on. I wasn't going to talk about it, but my neighbor, you just mentioned about the flu shot. My neighbor was forced to get a flu shot. He's like almost 60. And because of his insurance, they said, you must get a flu shot. He's been sick for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I hear this quite often. You know, I had a listener write me in on my email and ask me, how is that possible? By the way, my email is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com if you want to contact me or give me your thoughts or a question or something. And somebody asked me that question. Why would it be possible? Now, this flu vaccine is not covering the H3N2 virus, which is out there right now. It's like your computer software programs. Your computer is outdated 6 months from after it's put out there in the market. This vaccine is very much the same. This virus replicates and changes very, very fast, which is impossible to make a vaccine to give you immunity. But the question was, how is it if somebody got the flu vaccine, how could they possibly get it? Now, this vaccine is a live attenuated virus. It's a weakened virus. So the theory I came up with basically is I showed a continuum of how your immune system as a child is very weak, which we've talked about on this show here, about bombarding a very immature immune system with a lot of toxin and expecting it to go after, you know, separate different toxins all at the same time, which it can't do. We're seeing a lot of problems with that. And that is why, James Thompson on the movie Vaxxed said, these vaccines must be split up separate. vaccines and spaced out and starting at the age of 3 years old, where your immune system actually is has some kind of development. So the question was, how is it possible to get a weakened virus and end up getting the flu? Well, the only theory I can come up with that is that the elderly have a weak immune system, and that the weakened virus is a weak virus to a strong immune system, but their immune systems are very weak. Therefore, the weakened virus to you and I would be a potentiated, a little bit more powerful than a weak virus to a immune system it enters into that's very, very weak. So that's the best I can figure on it, is that these weak viruses aren't so weak anymore when they're entered into a much weaker immune system.
Yeah, well, this fellow wasn't sick until he got his shot. He had to do it for the insurance, to keep his insurance.
Well, you know what? He needs to document this, and he needs to next year not comply with this. This is crazy stuff. This is crazy stuff. We're being forced into I have an article here I was going to talk about. It's on the RBN website right now. If you want to take a look at it, it's in the state of Florida. There's legislation, a bill that's going to be attempted to be pushed through. It's the HPV virus. That's the human papillomavirus. It's the virus that causes herpes. And they are trying to pass it. There's no opting out of this vaccine for your school kids, children, boys and girls alike. They will have to take this vaccine if they are going to go to a public school. Now, I've got the article I actually took from, it's called yournewswire.com. It shows a study. Now, they're claiming that this HPV vaccine actually will decrease your chances of getting cervical cancer. But what they don't tell you is, I have the documentation here on yournewswire.com, is that the study shows that there's a link between the HPV vaccine, the human papillomavirus vaccine, to ovarian cancer. So you don't get cervical cancer, you get ovarian cancer. And, I have a problem with this. John and I talked about this last night. John and I talked, and he said, "You just see this?" I said, "Yeah, I saw it." I said, "I sent it to you. That's why it's on the website. It's my article." But the point is, we are moving in a direction of, we're no longer citizens. We're not thought of as citizens. We're thought of as dependents. And this has got to stop. I mean, I'm working really hard. I've got skin in this game, not only myself, my wife. I've got a child. I've got grandchildren, for God's sakes. I don't want to see my kids growing up autistic. So, scary stuff.
Yeah. Actually, what I called to talk about was you were talking about manufacturing and nothing is made in this country. And I, for the life of me, don't understand why they'll just start putting up import tariffs on what's being brought in. And it could be done in a kind of an interesting way. Let's say you were talking about clothing. Mm-hmm. If they said, okay, we have a two-year period here, and over the next 2 years, incrementally, you know, every quarter or whatever, we're going to start putting X amount of tax on garments coming into this country, and in the end, it's going to top out at, say, 40%. So this is going to be very expensive to bring a garment into this country. So, and you have to do it sectionally or individually. You couldn't do it to all things. You know, you have to start off with a thing like, let's say, garments. Then, over the next 2 years, there will be a powerful incentive for people to start manufacturing garments in this country, which would be cheaper than the stuff being brought in. By the time it topped out after 2 years, 40%, there would actually be a huge incentive for someone to start up a manufacturing process to make the stuff here. And it would be easy to see that it happened. Factories would start. People would start making money who worked in the factories, and a whole new group of millionaires, multimillionaires, would be, you know, created by the people who started the shirt manufacturing or the blue jean manufacturing company here. It'd be very easy to see what happened over 2 years. And then you could rotate and say, let's say, automobile tires and truck tires. Bring that back. There's various aspects of manufacturing. Then you might get into plastics or whatever. And over a period of time, you could literally bring all the manufacturing back home by making it prohibitive to try to bring anything in from outside this country.
Thomas, hold the line there. We're going to come right back to this subject back here. Listen to Off the Beaten Path.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Off the Beaten Path. We're on the phone with Tom. Go ahead and finish up there, Tom.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know if I made my point, but it would be easy to measure and easy to see if they would just take something that is made overseas, again, maybe shoes, and start to just raise up the tariff on it and then see just how many shoe manufacturing companies pop up in the United States. I mean, realistically, what happened is the people that are doing it over there, which are originally, I mean, there are corporations probably, they would just move their equipment back here and employ Americans. I mean, they would be the first ones to do it. Okay. They're already doing it. They don't have to invent anything or, you know, try to figure out how to do it. They are doing it. They would just have to bring it back here. Just like, what wasn't a big Ram? Isn't Ram, it's a Dodge being brought back to the States from Mexico?
Yeah, I believe so. I did hear that. Let me pose a question to you, Tom, because I've talked about this before, how important it is for a country to have manufacturing, a balanced, a fair manufacturing. What we have is very unbalanced right now. But I've posed this problem, this question before, and I asked the question, first of all, why is it that American manufacturing left in the first place? And I attributed a lot of that manufacturer leaving this country was due to union demands, high union demands, which these guys like a high profit margin. So taking your theory into play here, let's say we have these tariffs, we bring them, put them on the eye of objects coming back into the country. Well, here's what I've discovered is that Americans are very, very addicted to low prices now, especially on the electronics. And so if we brought back manufacturing to the United States and the unions came back into play again and got very strong, they would want their piece of the pie and with their union demands and their wages and benefits and everything else. And so what would the manufacturer do, the U.S. manufacturer do? They would try to offset that increase in wages and demands to the consumer by increasing the product price. So let's use the example of a TV. We buy a big screen TV now. I went to Walmart. Well, you're looking at a 55-inch TV. You're looking at anywhere from $350 to $500, depending on the brand name. Now, if we start making all these TVs now and stereos and things like that nature, and we tack in the union demands and wages because, you know, they want their piece of pie, manufacturing here in this country would want that high return. So let's say the $350 TV that you were buying from Walmart is now gone up to $550, maybe $600. Are you willing to pay that? And that's the problem is Americans are addicted to low prices. I mean, even Walmart came out with a campaign and said, on average, their shoppers will save $2,800 a year by buying from them. So that's my concern on that one.
Yeah,
Thomas. That's my concern.
There were some aspects to the unions that actually were, in a way they became legitimatized. Mm-hmm. But in effect, they were nothing. They were very extortionary, and they were criminal.
Yes.
I mean, I belonged to the UAW many years ago, you know, General Motors. I didn't have a choice. I mean, it was a
long shot.
Right. Yeah, it was close. It was another one. Many years ago, I had to join the stevedores union. And I literally asked. I said, well, you know, maybe I don't want to join. And the guy said, oh, you're going to have to join. Yeah. You know?
Thomas, stay on the line. We're not done with this subject yet. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path. It's an evidence.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
From Florida. This is Off the Beaten Path. Thomas, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, no, I know you're saying what would happen. John's even spoken about when he worked for GM, and it was very reminiscent when I worked for GM. The pay was really good, and I'd say most of the people were pretty conscientious. But there was a general air of almost, I don't know how you'd put it, they felt entitled. I mean, by today's standards, let's say dollar for dollar, if you extrapolated for inflation, I mean, you could get a job on an assembly line after you got out of college, out of high school, and you'd be making about $50,000 a year. That would be basically be what you were making. And then there was overtime, so you could make even more than that. So they were, you know, they were what people would call a decent a wage. And but we were UAW, and I mean everybody knew that, you know, like the they were basically backed by. I mean, I think Hoffa was running it back when I was doing it. I mean, who doesn't know who Jimmy Hoffa was? I mean, you know, you didn't mess with the union. I mean, they were criminals. And so that would have to be avoided.
Yeah, I agree. Let me tell you my horror story, Thomas, of a union. I was a closed shop union working for Kroger grocery store in college. I was a poor college kid. I was making, I think, $5.75 working in the liquor store portion of a Kroger. Closed shop, you had to join. And I was trying to figure with my union dues, which I can't recall what it was, maybe $40-$45 a month. How a guy who's making $5.75 closed shop union rules here is paying this much. And first of all, what are you doing for me? I'm not making any good money. I'm in a union and I make very poor money. I was a student, so I struggled through and made the best I could until I found something better and quit this. But that was my horror story for a union for making $5.75 an hour and paying union dues. And I remember I went to a union meeting and I stood up and I actually said this. You know, I'm making poverty wages here, and I'm in a union. I can't figure out why I'm in a union, and what are you guys doing to me to give me a little bit better wage? And they looked at me, and not one of them could answer my question. They basically gave me that look like, sit down and shut up, or else you'll be exited out of here, you know. So that's my horror story with a union, but closed shop, $5.75 an hour. I was with a little bit of help from my mom once in a while and my dad, putting a little bit of food in my icebox there, I probably would have starved to death or just lived on ramen noodles the entire college year, you know, 4 years. But that's my horror story. So I kind of think that maybe we would start that whole process all over again with the unions, the demands, and the prices going through the roof. I remember buying a stereo back in the 70s and quite a bit. And now that stereo price would be half or less than half the price now for the same quality as everything I bought then was made in the United States. So now it's gone overseas. We've become addicted to the cheap, cheap prices. And I don't know how you get people. I mean, you can encourage them to say, well, you know, we're putting America back to work. Sure, everybody wants that. But then they want the cheap price on everything also, which is a big dilemma if you bring back the industry and the unions come back into place. I'm not sure what the solution that would be there, Thomas. I'm not sure how to fix that problem at all.
Yeah, no, it's definitely difficult to undo. Very difficult. But somehow or other, we should transition back, because how long can we, you know, be a country that imports everything? And you know, to be a proper country, you need to manufacture. You need to have raw materials. You need to grow your own food. Right. And you need to manufacture your own stuff.
I agree.
Otherwise, you know, you're really not a complete whole economy.
And, right. I agree. You know, I totally agree. Yes, to be a stable, strong country, you have to have manufacturing. You have to. It's a must.
Yep.
We call ourselves the greatest nation on the planet, but I mean, really, other than the military might, the threat, we have military weapons. And that's an industry that's growing leaps and bounds based on fear and more of this nation building and this never-ending war in Iraq and Afghanistan. There's an industry that's doing quite well. If it's not producing them, it's selling the exporting of weapons and the selling of weapons to other countries, keeping the world unstable so we can come back in and mop it up later on. There's an industry that's doing great. But other than that, I really can't tell you of an industry that's just doing great. We need more manufacturing back in this country. And you're right. If we don't have it, we will become a very weak nation. That threat can only go so long because other nations are building up their weapons also.
Yep.
They are. Hey, Thomas, anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. You know, right. I say it's
Well, this next story I'm going to talk about here, it goes out your way too because you're in Florida. It came out of the Saturday edition of the Orlando Sentinel. Flu season erupts in Central Florida. Spike in cases puts strain on Tamiflu supplies. And if you read this article here, you'll find it says there were 52 flu outbreaks, mostly in nursing homes and long-term care facilities, which is interesting because I understand they're inoculating, giving these vaccines to everybody in a nursing home in a long care facility. So why are they getting why are they getting flus now? Which is making my argument very, very solid. This flu vaccine is a fraud. You're placing a live attenuated, a weakened virus in a immune system of an elderly person whose immune system can't even handle the weakened virus. So they're going to get the flu. It's a scam. It's a scam. So hopefully people were going to start catching, you know, getting on board on this whole thing of I got the flu vaccine and I got the flu this year. Next year, I got the flu vaccine. I got the flu again. Finally, maybe it'll connect that this flu vaccine is a hoax. It's not working. People, hydration, hand washing, good nutrition, exercise, vitamin D, sunshine, or supplemental on top of that, vitamin C, you know, doing the right things to keep your health. You don't need all this stuff if you do the right thing and you have a healthy lifestyle. You know, the quick fix of a pill, a vaccine. And I just noticed that if you watch the Andy Griffith Show or any of the old TV Land shows, that must be the best channel for advertising medications and vaccines, because that's every commercial in between the show itself is a pharmaceutical or a vaccine. And we see that these are both being treated quite differently, where the medications, they'll give a long list of all side effects and problems you may have, this and this. They don't talk about that with the vaccines. They should. And you should have a choice. You should have a choice to decide for yourself. And I think we're pretty much going to have to cross our arms on these mandatory vaccines. Remember, we are U.S. citizens. We are not U.S. dependents of the state. When you understand that you have rights as a citizen, and stop classifying yourself as a dependent of the state or a dependent of this government, then you'll have choices and you'll make the right choices. No one should be pushed into these mandatory, and I'm certainly not going to be. I'm fighting it. I'm going to go down fighting. I'm going to keep fighting this. As like I said, I have a daughter. I have grandchildren. And I'll be damned if somebody says you have to take this or else you lose your job. You got a fight on your hand. You got a big fight on your hand coming. So that's all I got to say on that. People, wise up. Wise up. Don't fall for this. Don't be intimidated. There are other people who feel the same way as you do about this mandatory, mandatory, mandatory. Remember, you are a U.S. citizen. You're not a dependent of the state or dependent of this government. A free citizen. Remember that. So, which is interesting, going back to this article in the Orlando Sentinel, I'm looking at it right now, Saturday's paper, January 27th. The flu vaccine, the flu season erupts in Central Florida. And wouldn't it be amazing that the picture just below that, a story about a little boy who is autistic. He's 4 years old. He's autistic. There you go. Autism and vaccines. A lot on the net on that. Do your research. Do your homework, people. Protect your children. You know, it's interesting that we worry about our children. We tell them to put a little helmet on their head when they ride their bicycles, ride your skateboard. Don't want them cracking the old noggin here. We worry about the streets they cross. We make sure we hire crossing guards to make sure the kids can cross safely, because we haven't taught them that, when to cross and when not to cross. So we try to protect them with everything, the food they eat. You know, we have a government saying, Michelle Obama, the soda pop tax. I found that quite hilarious. Worried about soda pop, taxing it. Don't want it in the schools. Kids are getting too fat, obesity, diabetes. Yeah. But then go ahead and put the poison in your body through your veins, through a vaccine. That's okay. No, forgetting about the mercury in the vaccine. Telling us not to eat fish more than twice a week. Why they tell us that? because of the mercury levels. It's, you know, ingestion of mercury is bad, but mercury in a vaccine, well, that's good mercury. Kind of reminds you of that conversation of the good communism, bad communism. China has good communism. Cuba has bad communism. Doesn't fly by me. Use your common sense, people. Mandatory puts you in a classification of being a dependent. So form your groups, cross your arms, say no. And that's all I can say on that. That's what I'm going to do. That's what you should do. Because it doesn't end with this one vaccine. There'll be another and another and another, and you'll have no rights whatsoever. And you call yourself a free U.S. citizen, and you comply with outrageous, unhealthy decisions, unhealthy demands of a government that refers to you as a dependent and not a U.S. citizen. Think about that. Think about that. Phone lines are still open, 1-800-313-9443. Anything you want to, you know, write me on or contact me through my email is great. OffTheBeatenPathSteve@gmail.com. That's OffTheBeatenPathSteve@gmail.com. Pretty easy to remember. Now it's the show, the title show for the email. I had something before, and I'm not going to mention it because I told people I would phase that out in time. So you can contact me off that other one I just gave you. So that's great. Back to more on the science medicine side. I'm seeing some junk science out there that came my way the other day. Actually, it came on Spectrum News. My wife told me about it. I had to go research it and find the actual article, and I did find it. But evidently, your tax dollars, it didn't say how much tax dollars you spent on this bunk, this junk science, but evidently swatting mosquitoes trains them to avoid you where you smack. And so you make them smarter, so they find other areas to go after that you're not able to notice or recognize by feel. So I'm not sure how much money went into this junk science, but I'm sure it was a lot, because we just mentioned, we talked about $250 million already being spent on this witch hunt of a Russian collusion with Donald Trump. So I assume somebody made a lot of money off this research. I didn't even see a name on it, to be honest with you. We just talked about that somebody spent some time on this. Somebody spent some serious time on studying this mosquito problem, and that we're making the mosquitoes smarter. So there you go. I see Hegel's dialectic all over this one. Problem, reaction, solution. Solution. I guess we're going to have to rub our bodies with DEET lotion, and then we'll have a little problem after that. We'll protect it from the mosquitoes, but then we'll maybe get skin cancer or some other kind of cancer or some kind of melanoma, and then we'll be into the medical industrial complex deep in the cancer industry, and to keep us alive for a while longer and to squeeze more money out of us. And then the funeral people step in and they take their little cut on the business of death. There was a good show on that on HBO a while back, The Business of Death. Interesting stuff. Watch that sometime. So, you know, here's another article I find here. Lots of little health stuff I'm finding. Another class action lawsuit. You can go to classaction.com. Zostavax. It is the vaccine that prevents shingles, evidently, is not preventing shingles. I recommend anybody, I think, over 50 years of age, get this vaccine, maybe 50 to 60, I think it was 50, to get this shingles vaccine so you don't get shingles. Well, what's it doing? It's giving you shingles. I've actually had lots of people I've met who told me they got the shingles vaccine and only to get the shingles. So there you go. Another cash cow using a little fear propaganda and pain and suffering from the shingles. You don't want that. So take the vaccine. We'll be right back to the phones. Francis, you're next up. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path.
Hey. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is Off the Beaten Path. We go right back to the phones here. Only got about 3 minutes left. So, Francis, you are going to be our last caller. What's on your mind?
Oh, it'll be real quick. What's something I consider fear porn? I've got a question for you. Sure. The email you give out, is that your personal or is that for the show?
That's for the show. That's for the show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, because as I'm kind of confused here. You're apprehensive about using Google as a search engine, yet you give out Gmail. And I would think that there would be a lot more intimate knowledge being transmitted through that than a search engine. So I was just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, you make a good point there. I thought about changing to something else.
You should, because there's a lot of them out there that, although they say they don't, they might, but that's better than a guarantee that they are capturing everything you say.
Well, I can tell you right now, Francis, the NSA is listening to this broadcast right now. They know who I am. They know where I'm broadcasting from. I can't remain secret. They know everything I'm looking at, but I don't even care that part of it. I just the Google search I found leaves lots of cookies, and that is what bothers me. It junks up your computer, your searches, and I'm tired of things popping up and trying to think for me, so that's why I no longer use Google search. I go to DuckDuckGo.com. That works for me. But, you make a good point there. I haven't found quite anything. Even John's using Hotmail still, and I got away from Hotmail. Now, I thought it was one of the worst. Google's not much better probably, but I'll have to consider that. It's hard to do when you set up an email for people. It's hard to now say, oh, I'm changing now to this. I'm changing this. You try to get a momentum going here, and I'm trying to get a momentum for the show going. But your point well taken. Thank you very much for that.
I understand. I've had mail.com now for, very early 90s, but I found that Proton is everything it's supposed to be. You may want to check into Proton Mail, sir. Have a good year.
I will, dude. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. So, well, I think that's getting close to the end here. Sam, how much more time we got now? Get my 60 seconds. Well, let's just finish it up here. That completes our show. Hey, I want to leave you with a great quote I found here by Irma Bombeck, the late, great Irma Bombeck. She said, when I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left and could say I used everything you gave me. I love that quote. Think about that for a little bit. People, stand for something or you will fall for anything. That completes our show today. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Goodbye.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you